This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. I want to mention something rather profound in this fight for scientific truth about the dangers of vaccines, and I want to bring your attention to this. Infant paralyzed and brain damaged after 6-month vaccinations, and the doctors blame the parents, and they threaten to further vaccinate their daughter. You know, vaccines routinely cause brain damage, seizures, autism. They put children into comas, like this poor child. They kill children. They maim and kill children. That's why I've called it a vaccine holocaust. But what I wanted to mention is that it takes absolutely no courage whatsoever to be a pro-vaccine propagandist. With the entire media pushing these toxic vaccines that maim and murder children, and the CDC, a criminal organization tied to felons and fugitives from justice, with them pushing vaccines constantly, and with the FDA pushing vaccines and doctors pushing vaccines, it takes no courage to be a vaccine propagandist, a pusher of poisons onto children. In fact, any coward can do that, and most of them are cowards, and they might be MDs, they might be government officials, they might dress up like military figures, like the CDC people. They dress up in costumes, they think they're military generals or something. Who are these crazy people? It's easy to be someone who is just repeating the propaganda on vaccines. What is difficult and what takes real courage is to tell the truth. What takes real ethics and morals and determination is to be someone who stands alone, if necessary, to tell the truth about the children being harmed by vaccines and the autism being caused by vaccines and the evidence of scientific fraud in the vaccine industry and the cover-ups at the CDC that Dr. William Thompson admitted taking part in. It takes real courage to be someone who stands up for innocent children who've lost their voices. They cannot speak. Who will speak for them? Not the media, not the CDC, not the vaccine propagandists and science trolls and quack science journalists at the Washington Post. They won't speak for these children. It's up to brave, courageous, determined individuals like Dr. Andrew Wakefield to stand up and speak for them. Maybe people like you and myself as well to stand up and be the voices that these children will never have again. This child had her entire life ahead of her, and it has been stolen from her by a vaccine filled with mercury or aluminum or MSG or other toxic chemicals and injected into a fragile child with a compromised immune system, perhaps. Their voice has been taken from them, and so it is up to people like us to speak on their behalf. It is a divine task to be the channel of truth and transparency that these children will never be able to express with their own brains and organs and bodies on this planet, in this existence, because that has been taken from them through this destructive vaccine holocaust that now haunts our modern world. And it is a holocaust that is being carried out against countless millions of children over the last few decades, maiming them and murdering them and destroying them, harming them permanently. While the media and the scientists stand by and say nothing. In fact, they contribute to the cover-up. They collaborate, if you will, with this holocaust. There is a great spiritual truth that reveals those who push vaccines and pharmaceuticals and these medical interventions, They have no value for human life. And that is everything you need to know about them. They, in effect, deny their own humanity. They are routinely violating the human rights of mothers and children. They are criminals against humanity, no less than those evil regimes and governments who committed mass genocide throughout human history. It is being done again today, not with bullets and tanks and bombs, but with needles and mercury and vaccines. It is a medical holocaust. It is a war that doesn't involve 19-year-olds like those who died in Vietnam, doesn't involve 35-year-olds like those who fought and died in World War II. It involves 6-month-old innocents who cannot defend themselves, who have no voice. They haven't even learned how to read or speak for the most part. They have no defenses. They can't run away from the doctors. They're forcibly held down and injected with the vaccines. They can't say no. They can't withdraw their consent because they were never even given the chance to consent. It was mandated upon them by people like Jerry Brown, the governor of California, a child-murdering governor engaged in the medical murder of children, mass destruction of human life, and crimes against children and humanity. And there are many like Jerry Brown. There are many like all the genocidal maniacs that run the pharmaceutical companies, the Martin Shkreli's of the world, the CDC criminals of the world, the FDA heads. They see life as something to be destroyed. They see a child as something to be violated, almost like medical pedophilia. They want to violate the body of an innocent child and destroy it for their own satisfaction. And they are sick and they are mentally ill. And yet they dominate our media, they dominate certain sectors of science, they dominate hospitals and medical schools and medical training, and they are mentally ill. And they are a danger to every child in our world. And the only way to stop them is not to use bullets and tanks and weapons of war. The way to stop them is to end the cover-up, is to reveal the truth, to speak out. Even for scientists to speak out, scientists who have been silenced and intimidated because they know how they are oppressed and threatened by the system if they dare to tell the truth. This holocaust against our children has gone on far too long. We cannot call ourselves a progressive society. We cannot call ourselves an advanced civilization. We cannot call ourselves even human if we continue to do this to our babies, our children. We disqualify ourselves from the human race if we stand by and allow this kind of medical murder to continue to take place. And those who are carrying this out, frankly, deserve to be arrested, prosecuted, and imprisoned for their crimes against humanity and against children. There will be a day of reckoning, I believe, where the truth about vaccines will come out and will be widely acknowledged, and there will have to be war crimes tribunals against all the doctors and all the vaccine pushers and all the journalists who took part, they collaborated with this vaccine holocaust. There will be a day of reckoning, and there will be a lot of soul searching in this society, and there will be many, many apologies, and there will be shame among those journalists and scientists who took part in this and contributed to the mass violation and murder of children. Our job, you and me and others like us, is to make sure that that day comes as soon as possible so that the suffering stops, so that the damage is halted, so that lives can be saved, so that children can live their intended lives. They can experience their full lives instead of being damaged and autistic and sometimes killed. Those of us who have survived our childhoods, we have an obligation to these children to help them survive theirs. This obligation rests on our shoulders. We have a voice that has been taken from them. We have resources, we have technology, we have funding, you know, self-funding. We have a viable business. We have an obligation to use that in defense of these lives, to save these children from the destruction that is planned for them by the vaccine industry and the malicious vaccine pushers who feed off of the suffering and death of innocent children, who target children because they are innocent and defenseless. I swear to you, all of you watching and listening, I will not stop until we expose the complete truth about vaccines and we stop this mass murder of our children. I will not stop. I will not rest. I will bring every effort to bear. I will use every resource at my disposal. I will exercise my voice in every way possible. I will spend every day fighting to protect these loving beings who are conscious beings, who are alive, who are valued. Can you just feel this child? 6 months old, full of tubes and respirators and drugs after having been damaged by a vaccine. My God. The medical establishment says this didn't happen. They deny this. They say this child wasn't harmed by vaccines. And they say that thousands of times a day, all across the world, in aggregate millions of children, they say, no, they weren't harmed by vaccines, but they were. This mass denialism has a cost in human suffering, a cost. There is a spiritual cost to this. There is a judgment on our humanity. There is a judgment on this. Collectively, the human race, under the guise of science and public health and vaccines, is committing universal murder of children. Genocide. There may be no mercy for us. I don't know what the human race has now unleashed upon itself. I don't know. But it will not be good. We must do everything every day that we can to protect the innocents. And whether we're talking about protecting children from human trafficking or pedophilia or vaccine damage, there is no child that deserves to be brought into this world and to experience firsthand the joy of being brought into this extraordinary world, to open its eyes and feel its mother and inhale the air and drink water and experience food and the smells and sights and sounds and touches of the world around it, and then to be assaulted by a vaccine and have all of that stripped away in an instant through the medical murder, through the destruction. There is no child, there is no conscious being of any kind that deserves that kind of experience. It is unthinkable. It is inexcusable. It is inhuman. And it must be stopped. We are better than this. I mean, why are there others who share our same heritage who are so destructive, who would promote poison pesticides and herbicides because it makes them money? Why are there those who promote this mass destruction of children? Where do they come from? What kind of hatred and anger is in their hearts that makes them into such destructive people and gets them jobs at the Washington Post writing for their science departments? I don't understand what evil has infested the minds and twisted them into the kind of mental illness that they exhibit. All I can say is I pray for them. I wish I had advanced technology and I could touch them and heal them and heal their minds and rid them of their desire to destroy children. I wish there was some, divine way or magical way or technological way to heal their mental illness and awaken their twisted dark minds and eliminate the darkness from their hearts and turn them into loving, compassionate human beings. But I'm not aware of any such way. Are you? Do you know how we can do that? I don't know. Until we find that way, let's keep exposing the truth and let's keep empowering people. Let's keep praying for these children and let's keep working to protect these innocent lives as best we can. That is our mission. That's the best that we can do right now. So let's move forward with that goal in mind. Please share this video. My name is Mike Adams. I'm the Health Ranger. I'm the editor of naturalnews.com. And I work every day in the service of humanity. Please join me in this effort.
If you want to stay informed, click subscribe now and you'll be alerted when I release new videos.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods. And even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things to
To get our lab-tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.